It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner. And here's today's host, live from the KIIC studios, Jason Summers.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. High above the Albia Square as you bring this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. What a Friday night it was. The Blue Demons in the Battle of Highway 5, the oldest rivalry in high school football. And it went all Blue Demons all night long. 54-6, the final score. And how about seven consecutive quarters of shutout football by this tough Blue Demon defense. And the offense continued to show that it has lots of flexible muscles and put up lots of scores early in the contest, courtesy of the exceptional field position given to them by the special teams and the defense. But it was a great night for football, warm temperatures, and you got to see that two-platoon football continue to be a great asset for the Blue Demons. Lots of guys making contributions last night. The impact player of the game, brought to you by the Eagles Club here in Albia. If you're looking for an impact in your life, you can join the Eagles Club right here. But the Eagles Club impact player of the game was such a difficult decision that we opened it up to the public and so many agreed that the O-line and D-line played outstanding football, but it was a difficult decision to try to find one player because so many stood out last night and so many young guys getting some great experience and showing that they not only have the physical attributes to play the game of football, but they play it with great intensity, and that is a tremendous sign for the future of Albia football. Mm-hmm. Lots to talk about, including the scores from last night. We'll take a look at and a rundown of all the scores from Friday Night Lights, and we're going to talk with Coach Bear and Coach Dayton when we come back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Tired of making payments on your high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low rate with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now, during our Menard Days sale, save big on everything to update your home. Choose from a fantastic selection of appliances from top brands, including GE. All laundry appliances are 10% off Menards' everyday low prices. Choose from a 3.9 cubic foot top load GE washer with a stainless steel drum or a 7 cubic foot electric dryer by GE, just $499 each.
Save big money at Menards.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
First down, goal to go from the six. Here's the counter play again. Osink trying to fight through the goal line and find out of bounds. Touchdown, Albia. Osink in for the Blue Team, a touchdown. He got the corner pylon, and that touchdown brought to you by Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral, another touchdown.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
9 touchdowns, 1-9 touchdowns last night as the Blue Team has put 54 points up on the board, 101 points scored in the first two contests, to only 6 for the opposition, 7 shutout quarters of football put up by that tough black shirt Blue Demon defense. And Griffin Osing, one of many touchdowns that he shared. Also, you know, a touchdown Tuesday, courtesy of Washington Albion La Villa. $3 off any car wash on touchdown Tuesday. And the code you can punch in is 9678, courtesy of this awesome Albion Blue Demon offense. But the offense got it going because the defense gave him great field position, particularly early on. Special teams are special, and I've got sitting next to me a guy who's really special with the kids, and that is Coach Bear. And Coach, you know, really from the get-go, the intensity that special teams played, the defense going out on the field on that first possession, getting the block punt, it really set the tone for what was going to be a really good night for Blue Demon football.
You bet it did, Jason. These kids come out with high intensity every practice, every play, every down, and that's something they're proven to be exceptional with this season.
Coach, this defense, 7 quarters of shutout football, and you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. That's got to be from senior leaders, because you have so many young guys that have to fill in that place, and you know, you just got to say, hey, these seniors are leading the way, and these sophomores are being exceptional followers, which is what's required in both combinations.
That's exactly right, Jason. Hey, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the defense on senior dedication night. And on the defensive side of the ball, we have Shadow Lesson. Shadow Lesson plays cornerback for us, does an outstanding job. He's one of our play callers, just a phenomenal pass defender and a tackler. I think Shadow's going to be okay. He sprained his ankle late in the fourth quarter, but I think he'll be fine. He's a tough individual. If anybody knows Shadow Lesson, they don't get any tougher. And then I'd like to thank Hugh Sinclair. Hugh Sinclair had a stellar night. I mean, from blocking punts to just being a crazy man on that football field. He was everywhere, from the left side to the right side. It doesn't matter. Hugh Sinclair gives 110 every time. And then we've got our senior leader, Dalton Folkers. Man, a DN that just has a passion for the game. He is the most coachable young man that I've ever coached. I want to say thank you to Dalton, because he really steps up. Now we've got Dylan Perkins, a big man inside. He's a D tackle with a force. And when he drives those big thunderous legs, bud, he really drives in there deep. Does an outstanding job on our 48 up go man and our defensive stands. Then we've got Rhett Waters. Rhett Waters is a young man that hasn't been out since, I think, junior high. And Rhett Waters has a ton of ability. We are just kind of getting him in our rotation now. He plays cornerback for us and some free safety. Outstanding young man, really, really has an eye for the ball, and he can play D-line or outside linebacker. Very versatile football player. And then we have Keith Archibald. Keith hasn't been out for, I think, since junior high. There's another young man that's really stepping up and seen a lot of progress in our defensive cornerback. Really, really learning a lot. He's come a long ways, and we're getting better.
Coach, one of the things that stands out there is the number of guys that have been
they're new to the system this year, but they're old to the system. They've been a part of the class and been a part of football, and it's great to see these guys coming back out. And I just say that really comes from the foundations being set here in the program of football.
Yeah, I tell you what, Jason, I'd like to thank Kevin Crawl, Keith Little, and Coach Dayton, because without these three individuals, the Albion Blue Demon football team would not be in the position they're in right now. These guys do an outstanding job in the community and throughout the school district, and my hats are off to them.
Well, Coach, that defense, I think it definitely fires up the offense. But when the offense can go put up points on the board, it also helps set up the defense.
Hey, I tell you what, we have an outstanding offense. Everybody knew that coming into the season. But a lot of people don't realize what it takes to make an outstanding offense. And the coach is making these young men better as the offensive line coach, Coach Duffy. We've got Coach Crawl on the offensive line, quarterback coach, Coach Wigman, and Coach Staten, running back coaches, Coach Wynn and Coach Huber, wide receiver coaches, Coach Cole and Coach Hill. And then our offensive coordinator is doing a outstanding job this year. Coach Farrington has just got play calls going on left and right. You never know what he's going to call, and it seems like they're really working.
Well, Coach, I just looked up, and it looked like he was floating away. He had so much helium in that head of his is swollen up now. Like, hold on, Coach. No, he demonstrated what he was able to do as a coordinator coaching freshman football over the last 3 years. His team's put up a lot of points. He understands the system. It's so important because this playbook is a big playbook. But when you look at all facets of the football game, you got an offense that's really hitting all cylinders, a defense that's going at it, and a lot of teams would forget about the extra phase, and that's the special teams phase. But this is something that's special with our football program, and that's special teams.
You bet. Hey, Coach Hill does an outstanding job with these special teams. He is coaching them up every day. We spend 15 to 20 minutes every day either with kickoff return, punt return. He is just a man of many hats. Like I said, he coaches receivers, and he's our special teams coach. Outstanding job to Coach Hill and Coach Hermson on developing these players and making them better.
We're talking with Coach Bear, the defensive coordinator, and Coach, I think a lot of people think that defense is just about pinning your ears back and playing crazy and tackling the football. But each of these guys have got positions and responsibilities. And just like the offense, they have to know where each one is going to be, and they have to know the responsibilities.
You bet, Jason. Hey, I'd like to give a little kudos to some of these young sophomores. Everybody in our defense has to do their 111. And if they do not do their 111, it's pretty easy to break this system down. I have been taught this system through Coach Staten and many of his defensive coordinators, Coach Carlson and Coach Kelly Blunt, that is actually currently helping us with the Albion Blue Demon football program right now. And without these guys, I'm just a small piece of the puzzle. I have got a long history of outstanding coaches behind me that are making me better as a coach. And I'd like to give a little kudos to our defensive players because, offense gets a lot of the glory. Defense we don't get our names mentioned very much, but I'd like
sure did last night, Coach. Well, you guys were battering rams out there, and those ton of brick hits that came often last night. So you guys were making their marks because they were earning it.
Well, we've got a long ways to go and a short time to get there, Jason. And I'd like to take my hat off to Brendan Bassett. He plays DN for us. Josiah Harris, he plays left D tackle. Justin Bossert, he plays right D tackle. Dalton Folkerts, I can't say enough good about him. Plays an outstanding DN for us. Outside linebacker, we've got Hugh Sinclair. Enough said. I can go on and on about Hugh Sinclair. The most coachable, gives you 110 every time, never backtalks. You can't ask for a better player than Hugh Sinclair. Inside linebacker, Blake Lawless, double tough. That's all I can say, double tough. Brett Freshwater, a young linebacker with big frame. He's got genetics just coming out of his ears, and I tell you what, he is stepping up and playing some ball. The more he gets in there and really starts being aggressive on those 43 and 44 blitzes, just doing an outstanding job. Bryce Leshen, you know, the nut didn't fall very far from the tree. You know, you've got Brett, you've got Bryce, you got Shadow. You know, anytime you mention a Leshen, they're gamers. Okay, no, bar none. Hunter Weldon, we've got him at cornerback. Hunter Weldon is an outstanding young man. Plays the run defense like a ton of bricks. Boy, he comes up and lowers his head and really just rips people up. We've got Shadow Leshen at cornerback. Enough said with Shadow. I mean, he's gonna hit you to hurt you. And you know what? A lot of people don't understand the game of football is about either getting hit or giving a hit. And that's something we strive to do, is teach our individuals to be aggressive. We're going to be the hitters. We're not going to be the hitty. And then at safety, we've got Blake Bear. He's a young man that's learning the position. It's hard to fill the shoes of Brett Leshen. You know, he's played free safety for me the last 2 years and done an outstanding job. But all these young men have really, really stepped up their game. It kind of gives me a self-motivation when I hear things in the paper regarding our young Blue Demon defense. And we have got really great and beautiful things to prove here in the upcoming games.
Well, Coach, they are young, but they have the physical attributes to get the job done. You look at it and you say, okay, well, they belong on the varsity football field because of their skill sets. But the thing that stands out to me, and you hit it, we refer to it in our youth football, either you're the train or the track, which one are you going to be? And it's a mental part. Kids can have the physical skill sets, but these kids have the mental part where they're willing to play the game at a high intensity, and they don't want to be the track.
You bet. And that's something that I think is coming to Albia full circle. I was sitting there before the game, and I see over there a bunch of little kids over playing tackle football over by the tracks. And I mean, these young men are getting it on. And that is setting the tempo for upcoming years. I tell you what, at Albia, Blue Demon defense and offense is going to be outstanding for years to come.
Well, Coach, this defense, you know, is starting to get its own. They had lots of praise, like you said, coming in for the offense. But when you have so many underclassmen, it take a little while for them to make the recognition. But 7 quarters in, without a point to put on that scoreboard, I know now you have the eye of all your opponents.
Well, thanks, Jason. And like I said, my hat goes off to the offense. They're doing an outstanding job, and we will continue to get better with these young defensive players.
Let's take a look at the stats from last night. And the week before, 75 yards of total offense given up against Fairfield. So in a total of 2 weeks, two complete football games, Albia has given up less than 250 yards total offense in two games, only 6 points. Coach, when you're only giving up an average of 40 yards rushing a game, you have a pretty good chance to win some football games.
Well, to be honest with you, Jason, it's not about the goose egg. It's not about the stats. It's about Albia Blue Demon defense playing their best every play, every down, every time.
Well, they get that because their coach demands it. And Coach Bear, thanks so much for stopping by. Great job out of you, buddy. And this black shirt to Blue Demon defense getting it done. And we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to move to the other side of the football. We got the O coordinator in here after we pop that balloon that is a swollen head right now as he comes back down to earth. 101 points. Are you kidding me? We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Hi. Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now during our Menard Days sale, save big on everything to brighten your home. You'll find great deals, including a wide selection of energy-saving light bulbs by Fight Electric. Performance LED bulbs by Fight are the energy-efficient way to replace less efficient incandescent bulbs in multiple lighting applications. They last up to 25,000 hours. Performance LED bulbs by Fight are just $5.97 each.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, my name is Christy Grove. I'm the mortgage lender for Community First Credit Union in Albia. Have you found your dream home? Right now at Community First Credit Union, we're offering a 15-year mortgage as low as 2.75%. With rates so low, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. It's a celebration Saturday of Blue Demon victory, and then you throw a couple of big birthdays on top of that. Hugh Sinclair got a birthday going on today, along with Sergeant Alex Schultz, celebrating their birthday after a big Blue Demon win. Happy birthday, guys, and they're getting out of bed here, getting ready to go, and I'm sure they're already tuned into the huddle, getting their video report from last night. But two outstanding football players, two outstanding young men, and you can see why their coaches give them so much praise. All right, let's take a quick rundown of the scores from last night. Of course, it was Albia 54, Centerville 6, and the oldest rivalry in high school football. The Battle of Highway 5 goes Albia's way. Sheraton gets a win last night, 21-14 over Fort Madison. Eddieville Breaksburg Fremont 20, Linville Solly 8. It was Twin Cedar staying undefeated on the season, 54-21 over Wayne. Fairfield, wondering if Fairfield was good or Albia was bad or if Albia was really, really good. Well, I think we found out both last night that Fairfield is better than what Albia made him look, and Albia is for real. 34-7 Fairfield over Davis County last night. It was Waco Wayland over North Mahaska 39-0. Sigourney Dakota gets by Pekin 27-21. It was Indianola over Des Moines Roosevelt 36-7. Ottumwa taking care of Mount Pleasant 46-3. And Grinnell beats Oskaloosa 55-46. Newton escapes Knoxville 42-28. And it was Ballard over Carlisle 33-26. Washington loses the Pella last night 14-7. And how about this score? PCM, a team that Albia is going to have to contend with, beats Coach Kakmarinski's Pella Christian team 40-3. That's an impressive win. Melcher Dallas 60, Seymour 28. It was I-35 losing to Central Decatur 33-26. Nevada is beaten by Bondurant Farrar 48-12. That's another Albia opponent on the schedule. Clark, Albia's next opponent, falls to Sadale last night 46-27. And Moravia took it hard last night 80-16 in their loss. Danville loses the Cardinal 27-20, and it was West Burlington Notre Dame over Van Buren 40-0. All these scores and so much more on the all-new Thunder app. You can get that downloaded on your iPhone or your Android free of charge, and you can get all the scores all night long and continue to go back and look at them throughout the week. 54 points last night, 101 in their first two games, and the defensive coordinator doing his job on the right side of the scoreboard and doing it on the home side of the scoreboard last night was that offense that continued to flex its muscle. Coach Farrington is joining us here. Coach, congratulations. You guys continue to flex your muscle. But while we had the defense coordinator here, your offense has to be really happy with the way the defense is playing, because they're giving you such short fields. Average starting position was a 37-yard line of Centerville in that first half, buddy. So you better be able to put some points up on that board.
You're absolutely right, Jason. You know, we start off, and it's a short field. The one thing we were kind of disappointed with in the first half is we didn't take advantage of that punt block. We got down to about the 6-inch line and didn't get ball in there. But those short drives are sure a great way to get your offense jump started. It's important to get those first points on the board. We've struggled against Centerville's defense for the last 2 years, and you know, we only had the one touchdown in 2 games, and it was nice to get out there and get one the first time we had the ball, and then just keep moving the ball right down the field. But it's a three-phase game. Our defense, as you said, playing well. Special teams setting you up with some other good returns as well. So we did start a lot of times on their side of the 50-yard line, but I think that's indicative of what good teams do.
Well, Coach, we talked about it last week, and we found it again this week, is you have so many different guys, so many different weapons on this team. I look down here, 310 yards of rushing by your guys, and Osing with 104, Baker 83, Sarver, who I thought ran exceptionally hard last night, 44 yards. Leshen does his thing, is 37. You have so many guys that can do so many things for you, and that's just rushing the football. We haven't talked about throwing it yet.
Well, Coach Staten's offense is set up. It's got, you know, we got four different people that can run the ball at any time, and that spreads it out. It makes it very difficult for the defense. Last night we were running Griffin one way, and then bringing Matt back the other way with another play, and most, you know, there was maybe one time those plays were stopped all night. You know, everybody's like, third and long, we just run 47 student body counter and that'd work. But like you said, it's a team effort, and none of that gets done though without those guys up front blocking. They were making some holes. Coach Wynn mentioned that there was some holes he was pretty sure that he and Coach Bear could run through
and hold hands and walk through.
Yeah, and so you can almost see the steps of our running backs pick up when they see those big holes, and they just kind of get a little extra gear and go tearing down through there. So it's fun to watch. It was fun to watch in the press box last year, but it's a whole different feel when I'm down there on the field.
Well, a lot of fun watching from the press box again last night, Coach. You guys, the young men were well prepared, and you guys had a good scheme because those counterplays worked. When you have an aggressive team, a fast team like Centerville, and if they get a little over pursuit, then you can bring that counter, and I guess they fed it to you guys all night long because you're able to take advantage of it most of the night.
Well, Coach wanted to start with a reverse. I was a little reluctant with that because it seems like any game we don't start out with 43 pile, it doesn't always work out too well. But, you know, last night we picked up 10, 15 yards on that first play, and I think that, you know, that gets them off their game because they're thinking, oh, we're just going to crush them off tackle. And they did stop our off-tackle play last night most of the time, but the counters, the bootlegs, anything that had any misdirection was a big play for them. And, you know, once we get our kids out in the field, they're pretty hard to catch. And that was our plan going in, kind of work from the tackles out and work the, you know, the 49 quick pitch was there, the 47 student body counter was there, and then Griffin run 48 student body. So last night, you know, I think this is the first time in a long time our fullback was the leading rusher, and that just shows, again, the depth of our team. We can have him lead the tailback. I was happy to see Brett actually had fewer carries because those 13 carries he had the first week, a lot of times that was scrambling. So it was good to see him. But that's kind of the mix we want to have, just keep spreading the joy, I guess, and letting everybody have a chance to make some plays.
Well, you did it on the ground, but you also did it through the air. You know, Zach Eugen is such a big target. He's gonna, he's gonna get a lot of double teams throughout the year. And then, last night, you have four other guys to step up and take receptions.
Well, we did, and that's one of the things we're gonna work on in the next couple of weeks, because I thought last night we were trying to go for some big plays, but I think we need to be a little more patient and let those guys make those catches underneath and then make their moves and get down the field. But we had a number of pass plays that were real close. We did start out with a play we hadn't ran in a game, and that was that first pass to Matt Baker. He made a great catch, and it was a pass interference as well. So that was a big play for us. But, you know, we want to stretch them not just from sideline to sideline, but vertically as well. And with our speed, that's one of the things we can do.
Well, that certainly makes those safeties have to think a lot, and it'll run those corners off, if anything, and that helps your running game. When you got receivers that can get downfield in a hurry, the cornerbacks are backpedaling at the snap of the football.
Well, and the other thing about that, since we're platooning this year, is that those guys that are covering our guys have to turn around and get chased around by our defense. So they were getting worn out, and you know, I thought there was a couple of times that maybe they got a little tired on offense, and they were kind of standing up when our guys came in to hit them, and I thought somebody was going to get hurt. But it's a long night for the other team so far, because they're chasing us on both sides of the ball, and we're getting up and down the field. And that's really, you know, that was our plan. When we wanted to go to the platoon, that's what we were looking at, and we thought we could put the pressure on them on offense, but also the pressure on defense too, because it takes a lot of energy to play defense, and when you're using that up on defense, it just slows down your offense. And I think you can see that the other team is just, it doesn't even take a half. In midway through the first quarter, they're already slowing down. And I think I heard last night Griffin Osing, one of the coaches, told me, he's like, man, this is great. I still feel fresh. I'm ready to go. And that was in the fourth quarter. So the boys are buying in. I hope the fans are buying in. It's worked so far.
Well, we've talked about the guys that got the touches of football, but I'll tell you that the offensive line continues to improve, and you can see that they were getting their steps together a little bit more, and it takes a little while to get your steps down. Offense, I talk about it every year, it's a dance, and you know, you got to get the timing of your steps, and the offensive line was starting to make another big step forward, and here's another week to move ahead, Coach.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I don't think you probably, unless you're associated with our football program, I don't think you realize just how many things those offensive linemen have to remember. The backs, they kind of have it easy. They know where they're going, but the offensive linemen have literally a different rule for every play we run, and we run a whole sheet of plays. We have like 60 or 75 plays any given night that we can run, so that's about 75 things they have to remember to do, and it takes a while for them to be all on the same page. We've had some injuries and had to move some people around, so that doesn't help that, but Coach Dykstra, Coach Crawl have been doing a great job with those guys. They're making the holes. We got some guys that can really pull in Judge and Romanko, and when they hit you, you know it. And you can kind of ask Coach Hill about that, because Ryan Romanko, it was pretty hilarious. He took him down in practice. But and then we got tackles out there. They're doing a great job. Nick Yarkowski, young sophomore. And then Connor McDonough stepped in at tackle for Hunter Gertz, who's been injured. And then Eli Bishop is playing center. So we've been strong all the way across the line. Don't want to forget Luke Sarver out there tight end, because he got to catch the ball last night. But a lot of times he's another member of the offensive line, and but he blocks up the linebackers on those outside plays, and that was another thing. You know, I don't know how many football teams, when they're blocking, our offensive line is doing a great job blocking, but our backs really are, and our ends are really
your quarterback. Is leading the
I was wondering about that. Our two penalties last night was our quarterback and our tailback both got called for illegal blocks, and I thought, well, most teams, their quarterback and tailback never have thought even about blocking anybody. We're going to clean that up. We can't afford those kind of mistakes. But those were aggressive plays, and that's what we're looking for. But, you know, it's a team game. And, that's one of the things I really like about our guys, that if they're not carrying the ball or catching the ball, they're out there busting their butts to block somebody.
Selfish or unselfish nature becomes contagious. And when you see a guy that getting lots of accolades for laying a great block, and I think that comes from the coaching staff and the emphasis put on blocking. But when you start to point out the great block, then everyone wants to get that kind of credit. And then it breeds on each other. And I'm seeing that. That's both defensively and offensively. You know, the defensive really attacking the football, making big hits. And the offense, everyone wanting to get a hat on somebody.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things that we that is taught and practiced by our coaches, and it's a real focus. We talk about on defense about loafs. You want to be people close to the ball, not loafing in there. You don't want to be the guy that looks like somebody's passing. You know, they're passing you up when you're sprinting to the ball. And same thing on offense. You don't want to be the guy that's kind of wandering out there and not hitting anybody. If you're going to make a mistake, do it 100%. And we're really working on our kids getting off the ball, getting into people. And we've been working a lot on tackling drills, which I think not only helps a tackling team, but, you know, that's that same attitude on blocking. Blocking is just tackling without wrapping them up, and that's what we've been emphasizing this year.
Well, you can. I think you and I could go out to the football field with nobody on it and walk the ball down the field and score every time. So somebody's got to be able to block to make that happen. And on the other side, the ball, you tackling and blocking, it's it. That's where the game's at. Running the football is a pretty easy, complex if you don't have anybody on the field. Coach, you got somebody next to you. He's a big guy, too. Where'd you get this guy at?
Hey, we showed showed up and we put him to work. He's coaching up our quarterbacks, and he's got a tremendous pedigree as far as his football history is concerned. Coach Wegman.
Coach Wegman joining us here. Coach, you know, you I don't know how many guys would have such a you know, an opportunity to coach with two Hall of Fame coaches, Coach Thomas and Coach Staten, but you've been able to be a part of both programs. And boy, Coach Thomas, he's a legend, not just in Iowa high school football, but in football nationwide, period.
And I think we're seeing that 5 years after his passing, the outreach that he's had as far as not just football players, but creating men, creating gentlemen in their lives, in church, in, you know, their workplace, in their families. The outreach has been universal. I mean, it's just such a blessing that I got to grow up next to him. My father coached with Coach Thomas for 25 years. So to see that every day, you know, it brings a lot of a joy into my life as far as that is concerned.
Well, there's such a similarity between Coach Thomas and Coach Staten, and I know they were really close, and they bought into the same philosophy. This was an opportunity to teach young men life, not just the game of football.
Yeah, and I think when you have that understanding, your opportunity, your short time with these young men, is increased tenfold, because you want them to not only be successful on Friday nights, but in the classroom, off the field. You know, it's a universal thing. It's all over.
Well, tell us a little bit about your responsibility on this football team.
Well, you know, Coach Staten brought me in. I had a great opportunity. I moved to town August 1st, and he's already, you know, bred up one of the better quarterbacks in Albion history. So I got to walk in on a great opportunity to see how he coaches Brett, to see how Brett responds to him. And to watch Brett on Friday nights go out and play very well. And that'll be big for us in the years to come when Brett is not with us to understand how good quarterback play is happening.
Well, talking to Coach Staten when he first came here, and boy, we were looking for a quarterback. I mean, we were begging for a quarterback, and got Kirk Coughlin, and Kirk turned out to be an outstanding quarterback, which we knew it'd be. But Coach told me at that time, we're going to have the two best quarterbacks in the district on our football team, and you look, you've got Brett Lesh and Luke Sarver, and I think it'd be a challenge to find a better quarterback in the district.
Yeah, and you know, Blake came in late in the game and threw a touchdown pass. So, you know, him and Luke are very good quarterbacks as well. We're blessed that they can also play tight end and free safety, and you know, it's one of those things. Athletes can play positions. And, you know, with the right upbringing, with the right coaches, they can become pretty good players. And we're seeing that throughout the Albia quarterback system.
Well, Brett has God give him great athleticism and great talent. He's a hard worker. But the thing that has impressed me over the last 4 years is watching him mature into a tremendous leader as well.
That's right. He's very coachable. He understands the game. He understands coverages. He gets where we want to go with the ball and what Albia wants to do on this field. And I think last night after the game was the first time that I saw him actually be a vocal leader about how much fun he had, how much fun he had on the field, and that was awesome.
Well, Coach, lots of fun, and I know you got a lot of work ahead of you, but, boy, you got some good tools to work with.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Coach Wegman, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back. Coach Staten's on deck, and he brought one of his very talented young ladies with him to talk about the importance of the managers in this program. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Mahaska Health Partnership invites you to an open house for our new patient care wing. Before we begin caring for patients in the new building, which features larger private patient rooms, spacious birthing suites, and expanded surgical services, we want to celebrate this exciting time with our community. Please join us Sunday, September 8th, between noon and 3 p.m. The new patient care wing is another way MHP is making healthcare personal. We hope you can join us on Sunday, September 8th.
The Soda Pop Saloon is celebrating their 10th season in business on Saturday, September 7th. They would like to invite everyone to join them in this celebration. They're serving a free dinner of grilled hot dogs, chips, drink, ice cream, and cookies, and there will be door prizes. There will be music by Diamond Trio with special guests. Join the Soda Pop Saloon in this family-friendly environment Saturday, September 7th for their 10th season. The kitchen opens at 6:30 and music begins at 7:30. The admission is $6 for adults.
Kids of all ages are headed back to school, and Danco Sporting Goods on the northeast side of the Centerville Square is ready to equip everyone in the family with shoes for back to school and athletic wear. Right now, Danco has 20% off all baseball equipment and 20% off all women's sandals in stock. Plus, Danco has what you need in sporting equipment. Danco Incorporated is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and from 9 to 3 on Saturdays. Southern Iowa's premier hardware store is Mac Hardware, the place to go for all your hardware needs. Shop Mac Hardware for Echo chainsaws. They have pro tools from Milwaukee Power Tools. Power up anywhere with generators from Mac Hardware, and for heavy moving rent skid loaders at Mac. It's all at Mac Hardware on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton, next to CNC Cycle. Mac is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 6, and Thursdays 8 to 8. Sundays 11 to 4.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, and with me now is the head coach, the Hall of Fame coach, Jerry Seaton, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. Victorious last night in the Battle of Highway 5, 54-6 the final score. And Coach, your defense, we've talked about the offense, but your defense has been playing so well.
Well, often offense and defense are like ham and eggs. They go together. And if only one of them is functioning, you got problems. And we were fortunate that our offense and our defense and our kicking game are doing very well. And, you know, you can't have one unit doing well and another not, and then have finger pointing and, you know, doubting going on. And this team has bonded, and they're all three areas are equally contributing to the game. And you know, it's all for one and one for all. And with us, when you get one, you get us all. And I'm very pleased with the way that we have bonded together. But we have a ways to go yet. We're not done growing. When you are green, you grow. When you are ripe, you are starting to rot. And we're a long way from being where we want to be or need to be. Each week we have to improve and get better on all aspects of the game. And the great teams do that. They don't just level off and play on the same level. And we have a lot of room to improve and cut back on mistakes. You cannot give away extra points because of misalignment, or, you know, you can't block a guy 25 yards down the field and take a touchdown off the board. We just have to be smart on how we function and how we do things. But I like the way that the offense cheers for the defense and the defense cheers for the offense. And when you go to the board, the strategy board we have on the sidelines for offense and defense, there's actually people there to talk to. That really is a big benefit for our players and our team.
Well, Coach, last night the Eagles Club sponsors the Impact Player of the Game, and you know, usually the guy that touches the football in offense is that guy that gets a nominee. But last night it was Dalton Folkerts, and the thing I see about Dalton is, you know, he's a tremendous leader. He's a guy that listens, and he'll do the hard work.
Well, and he's also a coach's son, and the kids that have lived around coaching understand some things different than some kids that do not. And he is like another coach on the field, because he sees things, and if they unbalance, he'll get the team lined up right. And we need a little bit of senior leadership. We got a lot of young players playing on the defense, but they're playing like juniors, so that's a good thing. But he's definitely one of our leaders and one of our vocal leaders. He and Griffin Osing are probably our most vocal leaders. However, I'm seeing Brett Leshen step up now and starting to become a vocal leader. And you don't have to have all vocal leaders. Some just lead by their example. You have impact players, but some that get overlooked are people that have a different role. And then we have a guest today, Emily West, and she's one of our support staff members. And people don't realize that when a kid loses a strap on his shoulder pads, you don't want to spend 5 minutes looking around for a strap to get him back in the ball game. Or if he loses a snap on his chin strap, or his cleat comes off, and all I have to do is say, I need whatever it is, and they provide it and do it well. And if you notice in these first two games, we are hydrating or giving water to our players a lot, and we are also hydrating the officials, because they need to stay sharp and alert. And I want to give a big shout out to our support staff, how hard they work and how important they are to the team. And these girls work very hard, and we're very demanding on them.
Well, you brought Emily with you, and I'll ask you to share that mic for a second, because The fans in the stands and the broadcasters get to talk a lot about the guys that wearing the shoulder pads and the helmets, but those shoulder pads and helmets don't get to the guys if the support staff's not there. And Emily, I think one of the things that I would see from a distance is that you guys have so much responsibility. You have to be organized, particularly on game night.
Yes, we do. We have to make sure we have everything, because I remember last year we didn't have everything for one of the games. We got chewed out, and it was just, don't want to have that again.
Well, Emily, run us through, what does a Friday night look like for you guys?
Well, we get up, and we get ready for the day. We have to dress up just like the boys do, and then we go out about our day. But when game time starts going, we have to have everything down there, or we don't get what we get done. We have to make sure we have ice for the boys, make sure they are wrapped properly, and we just have to make sure they're ready for the game and pumped up. And
I think your pregame probably starts a little earlier than the guys' pregame starts, because you got to get them ready for their pregame.
Yes, we have to. We eat quickly. We make sure they have ice down there. Make sure the boys have what they need. Make sure they have cleats. Make sure they have a mouthpiece. Most of them forget that they don't have mouthpieces. And make sure their helmets are pumped up and nothing's loose and rattling around.
The most important part is the footballs. You know, people think that, oh my, footballs just magically drop from the heavens onto the football field on Friday night. And, then you have all the stations you got to get set up in the pregame as well. So it's not just footballs in a bag somewhere. They got to be footballs in the right place at the right time so they can do their drills. Well, you guys do a great job. This is a guy that's coached the game, and he knows how much work goes behind the scenes so that the game can go on, and it's people like you that get that done, and you guys do have a good team of managers, and you got to be able to communicate. Each of you's got a role and know who's doing what role every night.
Yes, we do. I know that since I'm a senior and so is Savannah, we make sure, like, Rachel and Mackenzie do what they do, but we all have, like, a thing that we just know what we're all doing, and it's just great. I know last year we had too many managers out there.
Well, Emily, you guys are doing a great job, and it's appreciated, and I know the guys appreciate it too, and I know Coach Staten, with all the things he's got going on, if he didn't have great people around him like you guys and those managers, it'd be a difficult task. And Coach, you know, I think these little things, people, they kind of forget, you know, these things just don't magically happen. Tape doesn't just magically happen, get on the guys. The cleats don't oftentimes show up magically. Moms have to be involved with that a little bit. But so much that the support staff does to make you and your coaches and the players' lives a lot easier on Friday night.
Well, I think in the mid-60s, I was the first coach to start having girls be on the sidelines helping out. Before that, it was always some guys that were there, but I found out that girls are very organized. And I want to tell you something else. They're as much into this game as all the players, and they celebrate along with them, and if the bad thing happens, they'll have tears the same way. And I'm just very, very proud of them. But I also want to give some recognition to Coach Folkerts. He's a volunteer coach. That means he doesn't get any salary for what he does, but at a home game they drained the ice machine down for the concession stand, so to get ice for our guys we had to go buy ice, and he took $60 out of his own pocket to go buy ice for these players. Now that there aren't a lot of people that would do that, but it makes me very humble that we have coaches who are willing to sacrifice not only their time away from their families, but also financially to help make things go. And that's just the way we are. We're different than a lot of programs, but it's a good difference. And we have a number of schools now that are trying to copy what we do, and that's okay. That's a good form of respect when they think you're doing something that is worth imitating. So it's a big family, and it includes KIIC, includes the newspaper, includes the student body. There was a time when there was not a lot of cheering going on in the stands. The people would clap if the opponents got a penalty, but we started our mother's club, and the mothers got the dads involved, and now it's pretty exciting in our home games. And if you notice on the road, we often outnumber the home team. And those are all good and positive things. And Albia can be proud of the way it supports its young people. And I hope that the young people are appreciative of the support that they get and receive in not just football, but in many ways. And this is a great place to coach. You have kids that want to learn, want to do well, and you have parents and fans that want to support. You know, get a whole lot better than that. And the administration, they help us get what we need. And I'm just very happy to be where I am right now.
Well, Coach, we're fortunate to have you. And before we let you go, there are a couple things I want to touch on. One, I have an affinity for offensive linemen. And I got to tell you, this offensive line is really improving and playing so well. You got a guy snapping the football that's a track star. You got guys that are on the line that are the strongest guys on your team type guys, and you got guys that are fast on that front line. And you talked about it quite a bit over the years. We have the skill guys that get to touch the football a lot, but you got those skill guys up front that make life of the skill guy with the football a lot easier.
Well, a lot of people talk about the skill positions, but there is a skill in blocking, and those young men do not get a lot of attention or recognition, but they accept that. That's their role. But, Kieran Judge, really good, strong backside guard and one of the strongest guys on the team. But Nick Yarkowski, he's just like a young puppy, and he's just going to grow and get nothing but better. And his enthusiasm and his intelligence are certainly assets to us. And Eli Bishop, you can't start a play without somebody touching the ball, and the center's the first one to touch it every time. Also, our young players, Gannon Osing, he didn't get a lot of attention, but he made some good plays when he was in the ball game. And we have players who are playing now and players who are backing up seniors, and it's kind of tough when you're backing up a senior, but what a great attitude he is developing. And up and down the line, and we've got a player on the sidelines there would be stars on other teams. And once we get everybody put back together, we should be even more dominating in the blocking of the offensive line.
Well, Coach, that was the second question I want to get to before we sign off here. And that's the guys that that were not in full uniform last night. I counted four bodies or five bodies that didn't have the pads on that you'll be getting back soon.
There were five, and of course Hunter Gerst, you can't miss him. He's 6'4", 245, and he's a 300-pound bench press guy. Really lifted weights really hard, and he was in a drill, and somebody stepped on his foot and broke two bones. But the kid's so dang tough, he practiced 3 days with the broken bones in his foot before we made him go to the doctor, and they said he got to sit out. And he's a force out there, and that's going to also make his backup when he gets back better, because he had to start for four games or however many games it ends up being. So we're getting a little more depth. It'd be nice to have more than one backup for five positions, and we try not to go on the other side of the ball and bring over defensive guys to play offense. We're really trying to make two platoon work, and I don't know how people can look at what we've done and not see the value of a two platoon football. But sometimes the hardest thing to do is change the mind if somebody's got their mind made up. But we certainly have worn down two 3A schools with our two platoon system, and the kids are okay with it. I just hope that the people will give them a chance to show what they can do. Sooner or later, people are going to have to recognize our defensive players. They started out with not much respect because they were young and not the hugest guys around, but they've certainly proven themselves that they're football players, and I have great admiration for the way they have not let other people kill their dream. You know, there are dream makers and dream breakers, and there are people saying, well, you can't do that, you're too little, you're too slow, you know, whatever they want to make up. But those kids have played outstanding football, and my goodness, I looked out there, and you couldn't even see the guy with the ball sometimes because there was just a mass of blue jerseys all over him. And the first guy there puts a big hit on, but the rest of the guys come in there, and they're not just, you know, pat him on the back. So rack him in numbers and help him up back on their feet, and wish him good luck on the next play.
What a tenacious defense, an outstanding offense. Happy birthday to you, Sinclair Alex Schultz. Another edition of the Coach's Corner in the books. A Blue Demon victory. We'll be back on the air next Friday night, Friday Night Lights. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
Broadcasting from high atop historic Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
Urged the United States to wait for information from the United Nations before attacking Syria. Here in the United States, President Obama continues to make his case using his weekly media message to